Everybody. Yeah, welcome back right here on a Friday morning, 6 a.m.
M.
6 a.m.
You ain't off metronome.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, man. I don't roll with metronome.
Yeah, you don't roll, you have to sing.
So everybody, welcome back right here on the number one show, the number one station, Active FM, where Christ music is hot music, where Christ music is blazing music, right here with your boys DJ Dash and DJ Name on the number one show, the David Nash Show, right here on a Friday morning. Friday, beautiful morning. You get what I'm saying? Friday, beautiful morning. Yeah. This is our role right here. We freestyle. We do each and every single thing that we think is right. You get what I'm saying? We rolled in here. We do what we gotta do because we're excited to be with you. Oh, that's a rhyme.
Yes. Must know.
Chill on.
It's okay. What's the meaning of that?
Chill on.
Cheer on.
I just get.
Why are you friendships? Friendships, yeah.
Alright.
Yeah. So, Mr. Dave, how's your friendships week?
Friendships week.
And weekend.
Your stuffing.
My stuffing? It was very.
The stuffing that you put in the chips.
I see.
Yeah, my week was great, man. My week was great. And I'm so excited to. To be in this Friday, you know what I'm saying? Because Fridays are always blazing. Fridays are always pumped up.
Burning.
Fridays are always on another level. You get what I'm saying?
Shift the dish.
Yeah, man.
Amen. Activation.
So how was your Friday?
My Friday.
Like your week.
My Friday.
Because the Friday just began. So how was your week?
Forgot to say this guy. My Friday.
But you are about to answer.
This guy.
You are about to answer.
I was like. Friday.
Yes, you are about to
on Friday.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So how was it the rest of your week, man?
The week was J activation.
Yeah. Oh, I get you. It was Jesus activated.
I understand. You must know it was amazing, man. Everything was changing, amazing on another level. Just going on different levels, you must
different
know.
Different levels each and every single day, man.
That's the aim.
Yeah, that's why we roll.
This guy. Did you say different levels, old man?
No, man. What's wrong with you? I said, yo, man. That's how we roll.
Old man. This guy.
You gotta go and do something about your ears, buddy.
My ears.
I won't mention it.
My ears are too much. Okay, let's continue. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. You know each and every single time, right here, before we begin the show, you know what we do. We always give you something that's going to get you pumped up, something that's going to get you grooving, that's something that's going to get you in the spirit for the world. You get what I'm saying? Because what we deliver each and every single time, right here, on a Friday morning, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., is the word and only the word. You get what I'm saying? So right now, everybody, as you can feel how pumped up we are, we want you to be pumped up as well. Because as we're coming to the studio this morning, we're getting pumped up. We're laughing. We're doing all those kind of things. We're doing all those dances. Even before we got on this mic, we're doing it. So right now, each and every single person listening to the Active FM should be excited because we're about to give you some music. Enjoy.
In the news this week, campaigners herald a victory for parents opposed to the named person scheme. There are calls for broadcaster Jenny Murray to be sacked for questioning transsexualism. And we have the story of a Chicago gang leader whose life was turned around after becoming a Christian. Hello. Personal information about families will only be shared in exceptional circumstances in an overhauled named person scheme. The change reflects recognition from the Scottish Government that the central plank of their flagship State Guardian scheme is unlawful. Campaigners against the scheme described the move as a major climb down for the government and a victory for parents. Education Secretary John Swinney was forced to make the change as a result of the Supreme Court challenge from the Christian Institute and others.
The Supreme Court determined that ministers needed to provide greater clarity about the basis on which health visitors, teachers and other professionals who support families will share and receive information in their named person role. It ruled that the information sharing provisions of Part 4 of the Children and Young People Scotland Act 2014, as they were originally framed, are incompatible with Article 8 of the European Convention on Human Rights, and that changes are needed to make those provisions compatible with Article 8 to ensure respect for a person's private and family life, his home and his correspondence.
The Know to Name Persons Group, which has been campaigning against the scheme, welcomed the move. After 2 years of causing fear and confusion amongst parents, they are now conceding that they cannot lower the threshold for non-consensual disclosure of personal information on families. They are reverting to the existing threshold of risk of harm. It's about time. However, the group urged vigilance, saying a forthcoming bill to amend the named person legislation would need to be carefully scrutinised. BBC Woman's Hour presenter Jenny Murray has come under fire after saying that sex is defined at birth and not selected later on. Murray spoke out against the hijacking of language by transsexual activists and criticised moves to allow men who live as women to become guide leaders. Dame Jenny was criticised by LGBT lobby group Stonewall, as well as by a transsexual journalist. India Willoughby, a man who now lives as a woman, called the presenter a dinosaur and said she should be sacked. But commentator Angela Epstein defended Dame Jenny's freedom and said critics' attempts to smother her were dangerous. I'm afraid their call for her dismissal is just the usual violent assault on free speech, masquerading as political correctness. MPs have heard that plans for controversial relationships education in primary schools are confused and represent a state imposition of values on children. During a debate in the House of Commons on Tuesday, MP Sir Edward Lee stressed that parents should be able to raise their children in accordance with their beliefs and withdraw them from the lessons. He also referenced the judgment by the Supreme Court last year in the case of the Christian Institute and others versus the Scottish Government.
The first thing that a totalitarian regime tries to do is to get at the children, to distance them from the subversive, varied influences of their families and indoctrinate them in their rulers' view of the world. Within limits, families must be left to bring up their children in their own way. Those of us who support this amendment believe that parents have the primary duty. And, of course, they have a desire to bring up their children and educate them in their own values. And the state should not impose its values on parents.
Relationships education is expected to focus on different types of relationships. This might include teaching on homosexual and bisexual relationships, as well as same-sex parenting and same-sex marriage. And finally, a former gang leader whose life was completely turned around after becoming a Christian has opened up about his faith in an article for the Gospel Coalition website. David Washington joined the Gangster Disciples around the age of 12. He became a drug dealer in his teens and went on to become the leader of the gang. It was not long before he was arrested and facing a possible prison sentence for armed robbery and unlawful use of a weapon. Washington says that although he was an agnostic at the time, he decided to ask God for help. The next day, the judge dropped one of the charges against him and sentenced Washington to 1 year's house arrest. Washington says after that, he was convinced God was real. And once convinced, there was no turning back. I gave God everything I had. He is now the pastor of Chicago's Kingdom Covenant Church, which works alongside members of the community who are in prison. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.
Somebody that you need to know, and we ain't tryna keep them on the low. Cause y'all don't know, but y'all gon' know. cause everybody seen them, they like, whoa.
We ain't tryna keep them low, we just gotta let them know. We ain't tryna keep them low, we just gotta let them know. We just gotta let them know. We ain't tryna keep them low, we just gotta let them know.
Let me get it from the door. Blood spilling on the floor. We just gotta let them know. They tried to keep them on the low. Ask the grave, how did they go? I'm like, whoa. All you peered in to the piercings, cause it's weird when I could tear when knowing weird men would have cheered then when they pierced them. So I'm like, no, but we refuse to be silent. We are not dudes who are quiet. Knowing you dudes on the die from carbs or lard. The bread ain't what you do desire, but why? He to say the troops, we will not trade the truth. Came to set fire, we will blaze the booth. And lift our Lord up high, then you raise the roof. I'm like, whoa, oh. My God, oh my God, you ain't never fail. I'm like, huh? Manicured with his perfect nails. I'm like, huh? My mama said, boy, you are something else. I'm like, I sit in eternity. Like, drive through a Taco Bell. I'm like, huh? He finished his business so we can be in it. Salute the lieutenant. I'm down with no limit. The master will shock, see his murder was different. Did you get offended? You get offended? Hot with the old, you look like J. Cole. Natural percentage, just give me a minute.
I got somebody that you need to know. And we ain't tryna keep them on the low. Cause y'all don't know, but y'all gon' know. Cause everybody seen them, they like, whoa.
We ain't tryna keep them low, we just gotta let them know. We ain't tryna keep them low, we just gotta let them know. We just gotta let them know. We ain't tryna keep them low. We just gotta let them know.
I ain't tryna keep them low. I put them high like I'm supposed to. Elevated like a poster. Living water, I'm the coaster. Spit the truth, but they don't feel me. They just rather take a LG. Steady falling for them apples. Not the one who made the galaxy. No holding back, man, they gotta know. Put them on top, call it Alamo. No sweeter name than the God I know. Only one day that I scream on this rocky road. So we out in this thing, we bring the gospel to the lane. We coming through deep, we thicker than the rains. Once you see the man, it'll bring you change. You won't be the same.
Where you been? Where you been? Where you been? That's what they asking. Leave me alone, leave me alone. Give me time, I'm back to rapping. I'm back to rapping, back to snapping. Load on my back, back spasms, ringside, size of settlement. Coming back, he coming back, he coming back. But what's happening? Promise I got what you looking for. He coming back, man, I promise. But only reason why I cook it for. Pop it like we on the floor. Can't keep me quiet, man, I break the law. Dipping, dabbing with the flow. My Lord is someone you should know. We don't keep him on the low. We just gotta keep him high. Sorry, man, I gotta go.
I got somebody that you need to know. And we ain't tryna keep them on the low. Cause y'all don't know, but y'all gon' know. Cause everybody seen them, they like, whoa.
We ain't tryna keep them low, we just gotta let them know. We ain't tryna keep them low, we just gotta let them know. We just gotta let them know. We ain't tryna keep them low, we just gotta let them know.
Holo,
holo,
holo.
Yeah, you know it sounded like, you know, you know those, no, I'm talking about movies, calm down, you know those movies, the old, I think the 20th century, the way they used to start, starts like, those movies, this guy, you forgot,
it's you're coming with this stuff, no,
I don't know, I don't get you one of those. Obviously not more.
That's what you look like. That's how it sounded. And that's how your facial expression looked like.
Come with your stuff.
Okay, alright.
Face.
So right now, each and every single body, that's what you're gonna be talking about right now. Guess what we're gonna be talking about right now? Guess what? Now let's just tell you, because you ain't got no stuffing clue. But you know that the word is involved.
Okay.
So right now we're going to be talking about generosity plus compassion.
Yes.
Generosity plus compassion. That will be our topic today.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like when love and passion
collides.
Yes.
When love and passion collides.
Hey, this one. Generosity and compassion collide.
I'm telling you.
Haha.
Yeah, man.
It's too much.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Mr. Dave.
So Mr. Right
Dave's
there.
Gonna be sharing some generosity.
Yeah. So right now, what I would like to do before we even begin each and every single thing, I would like to open up with the verse from Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. It says, a few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Some men came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four of them, since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd. They made an opening in the roof above Jesus, and after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "So, your sins are forgiven." Think about it. You know, these guys were gangster. These guys were gangster. You just get into somebody else's house. You just start opening up the roof. Think about it. Start opening up the roof right there. You know, in our days, in our society, the person would just literally leave what they are doing.
Yay!
And attend to you.
Shoot you, bro.
And attend to you.
Stab you.
They will show you flames.
Stick you.
They will show you flames. But Jesus saw an opportunity to speak the word into that paralytic man, to heal that paralytic man.
Yeah.
So Jesus saw the opportunity of getting that paralyzed man healed. So he could have reacted otherwise. Like, come on, you guys, you come here and start opening up my roof. What's wrong with you? But right there, he didn't look at the situation, but he looked at what could happen when that paralytic man is being lowered into that space. And he got that opportunity to actually get that man healed. And heal him from the sickness that he was suffering from, which was being paralyzed.
Yeah.
So the other thing is that this man wasn't healed because of his faith, but he was healed because of the four guys' faith.
Mm.
So now this man got healed by the faith of other people. What you need to understand is that it's not only your faith. Get me right. It's not only your faith that can get you healed, but also the faith of other people. The faith of other people can get you healed, can release you from that paralytic situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. Generosity. Mm. Must know. You know, you're generous enough to actually have faith for someone.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not generous, you'll be like, what? Me? I must have faith for this person to get healed. Aye, man, stuff this guy. I'm gonna continue my life. But yeah, because the four guys had generosity. They were generous, you know. They had generosity in them. That's why they did that. Yo, picture that. There's a hole coming in my roof. Look up there, you see a hole. Yay!
Yay!
Go crazy, man. I spent a lot of money on this house. You come and break it. Show you flames, man. Yeah, but now let's talk about passion, you know.
Yeah.
It's involved some passion in it. Compassion.
Yeah.
Hey, passion, compassion. Passion. Yeah. You know, we're going to be talking about compassion. And now, Anna, obviously, just share a word from the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 33 to 35. This is what it says. Keep in mind, based on compassion. So this is what it says. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn and took care of him. Inn. Took him to an I. Yeah, inn. Mm. That's how. Yeah, it's an inn.
It's one of those words.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's inn. Mm. That's a house.
All right.
Not sure what type of house. Yeah. Then goes on to say, the next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper, which is okay. Basically, let's put it in our age. Took the guy to the hospital, and then the next day took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the doctor. Yes. Now it also goes, it goes on to say, look after, yeah, he went on to say, look after him, he said, and went, and when I return, I will reimburse. Yes. Okay. I will reimburse you for an extra expense you may have. Okay, so basically, in this passage, what it's saying is, okay, so there was a guy that was on the road, you know, lying there, like he needed help, like he was helpless, you know. So this Samaritan, actually, as he was passing by, a lot of people just passed the guy down there, you know, laying half dead. They just passed him and left him. So this Samaritan, out of compassion, saw this guy, went to him, took him, bandaged him up, pouring on oil and wine. You know, it actually helps the wounds to stop bleeding. So that's what he did. Then he took him to the hospital. And when he took him to the hospital, what he did is he paid for the guy. Now he was filled with compassion to a point where he paid for the guy's expenses in terms of them taking care of him. And then he left the person who was looking after the guy and told the person, the following day when I come back, if there's any extra expenses that you actually did for this guy that you are supposed to not do, I'll pay for it. Now that's compassion right there.
Yeah.
Compassion for days.
Yeah, that's real stuff right there, everybody. So the main thing that we're really talking about is that, you know, when it comes to generosity, the aim or the objective is to believe that God has called us to help others and to have an encounter with Him. It is to also learn how to use every opportunity to help those who are in need, who need Him.
Yeah,
basically, we need Jesus. So the other thing is that is to always take our 4 friends with us when helping people. Win, consolidate, disciple, and send.
Mm.
Those are our 4 friends.
Yeah.
Those are our 4 friends that help us to actually get to help people to get to God. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that is why it is important that we always have our 4 friends with us, which is win, consolidate, disciple, and send. To actually go and be generous to somebody else and tell them about the word of God. Mm. As soul winners, we know that a person's salvation depends on them having an encounter with Jesus.
Mm.
Their salvation cannot come to pass if there is no encounter, if they have not encountered Jesus. So there has to be an encounter with Jesus in order for one to gain that salvation.
Mm.
Because their salvation depends on the encounter that they have with Jesus.
Yeah.
Only in Him will they find the answer to all their needs. There is no other way.
Yep.
There is no other truth. There is no other life. There is no other way.
Mm-hmm.
It is only through Jesus that you, one, may get to the Father. God has called us and entrusted us with the noble mission of seeking, pleading, and interceding for that encounter. So yep. We need to be pleading. We need to be seeking. We need to be seeking and taking responsibility on that mission that God has given us to intercede for that encounter.
Mm.
So that those people may have that encounter with God. So that they may have that encounter with Jesus. Because if we do not intercede for them, if we do not plead for them, if we do not seek a way for them, then they won't experience that encounter, which means there won't be any salvation, because their salvation depends on the encounter that they are having with who? With Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is amazing, and it's actually linked. You know, these two things, they actually go together, you know, compassion and generosity.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to say generosity. Yeah, generosity.
Yeah.
New word, man. Dictionary. Haha.
DNA dictionary.
Ah, you must know.
I'm telling
you. Yeah. So they actually link together, and if you look at it, the main objective, you know, in terms of what we actually want to do in, you know, when you have compassion, is you want to actually show the person that Christ is the way, you know.
Yeah.
By you being compassion, you being compassionate,
yeah,
to the person. Yeah, compassion. Hey, today, other level, man. Yeah, by you being compassionate to the person, you actually showing them generosity, you know. Being generous, and you showing them the character of Christ. Like, you might find that by that, what you do, which is an action, you know, an act of compassion,
yeah,
or generosity, you, through that, they actually get saved. And you actually motivate them to actually do things that involve Christ in their life.
Yeah.
And that also helps them, you know, by actually, you doing that, you actually leading them in the process of inner healing. Some people, they're like messed up, you know,
yeah,
inside, they're like broken. Someone did something to them, yo, and they're like in a place where they're not healed, you know. They still have grudges and things like that, unforgiveness. But by you being compassionate and generous, you actually help them find that inner healing,
yeah,
you know. And you also teach them to apply the blood. I mean, like, looking at your life, yeah, we're human, man. Like, I can say I'm human. There's things that, without Christ, if Christ wasn't in your life, you know, you'll be doing things that, hey, I mean, look at it. If you had no conscience, hey, bumping someone in the street wouldn't be a problem. Just see someone. Sometimes you might even do on purpose, but you're like, yeah, this is that person, bump them, you know. But because you have a conscience and the Holy Spirit is there, you know, you actually learn how to apply the blood of Christ. And by doing that, the characters of Christ and the fruits of the Spirit comes out of you. I mean, if you look at the fruits of the Spirit, love. What else, Mr. Dave?
Love.
This guy's too much, man. I say love, he says love.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, you get love, kindness, compassion. You know? Compassion is also there. You know, generosity is also one of them, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's there. All of these are the fruits of the Spirit. And
yeah.
Guess what? The Lord is he is a gentleman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a generous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So therefore, you know, when we find those people who are spiritually ill, not only physically ill, but spiritually ill, in order for them to find their physical healing, there has to be a spiritual healing first taking place. Because now, if they have faith in God, that's when, therefore, they will accumulate that spiritual healing, because when they are empowered spiritually, they will have they'll be fit enough basically to actually handle every matter that comes their way physically.
Yeah.
So therefore we must ask the Lord to give us the grace to diligently reach out and rescue those who are in the darkness, bringing them into the wonderful light of the truth, and showing them a way that is so much better than which they have known. So you know, in the book of Mark chapter 2 verse 1 to 12, we look at those men, we find that a great example of generosity, of what generosity means, in the story of that paralytic man. Because now, if those guys didn't act upon, if they didn't act with generosity, that man wouldn't have been healed. If
yeah.
they were not generous, that man wouldn't have been healed. But God used four friends to help the paralytic not only get saved, but also healed.
Yeah.
Because they were generous, that man, that paralytic, got healed. He obviously got saved. But not only that, but also got healed. He found his spiritual strength. He was spiritually fit. And therefore, he found his physical fitness. Because now, because of the four friends, that God had used to actually reach out to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Dave, I got a question, man.
Yeah, man.
So how will you go about connecting generosity and compassion, you know, in terms of the verse in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6? And this is what it says. Nevertheless, I bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security.
Wow.
That's the Lord speaking right
now. Wow. You see, in order for God to say that,
yeah,
there has to be generosity involved. Because nothing that is being done can be done out of generosity.
Yeah.
In fact, let me be specific. Nothing good that is being done for somebody can be done out of generosity, outside generosity.
Yeah, true.
But there has to be generosity in it. And nothing else can be done without compassion. Because when you read in Mark chapter 2 verse 3, it says, Some men came bringing to Jesus, a paralytic carried by four of them. That was compassion. They had compassion.
Yeah.
So it took them to have a generosity in order for them to make the decision. So after making that decision, they had compassion to actually take the man to God, to Jesus, so that he can be saved, spiritual fitness, and be healed, the spiritual, the physical fitness, because you would have been saved, but without him being healed, you wouldn't be able to go out there and testify.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's also important that we take care of our spiritual body, but also our physical body.
Yeah.
Because when we are physically fit, we are able to go out there and reach out to many nations. Yeah.
Okay, I got another question, man.
Yeah.
Now this is referring to you. You know, how will you connect compassion and generosity in terms of your life, referring to Matthew chapter 9 verse 37b, where it says, the harvest is plentiful but the workers are few.
It's plain. The harvest is plentiful. There is so much that we can harvest from. But if we as workers do not partake and go out there and harvest what is being put into place for us, then many will be lost. We will lose out from that harvesting. We won't harvest anything because everything will go to waste due to the fact that the workers are few. They are not harvesting what they should be harvesting. So therefore, if we do not, we as workers assigned by Christ, if we do not go out there and make disciples of all nations and go and harvest, we're not only harvesting from the farm or the garden. But the harvesting that the word of God is talking about is that which we go out there and make disciples of all nations. Go out there and speak the word into other people, get them saved, get them healed by directing them to Christ. So how I would actually join generosity and compassion together in terms of that, I first of all need to make a decision to say, you know what, somebody's life matters. So therefore, I have to be generous enough to approach that person and stick with them and tell them about the good news and tell them about the truth. But because anything can sound good, but if it's not the truth, it won't lead anybody to Jesus. But it's better if it sounds good, compassion, and leads them to Jesus, get them saved, get them their healing, generosity. So we need to, that's how I would actually go about joining the two, going out there, changing the world. By telling people the truth.
Because
at the end of the day, my truth can be my truth. But the truth that we should be speaking into people's lives should be that of God.
Yeah, which is amazing, and it's true. And yeah, you know, also something, when you look out there, people got their own identity and heart. They got their own mindset of what they think is best for them. Like, you know, like a preacher once said, sometimes the worst enemies of God is your plans.
Yeah.
So the plans that you have for yourself are God's worst enemy. Why? Because your plans are so downgraded from God's plan. Picture that. God's plan is on level 100. Your plans are on level 10.
Think about it.
That's like the worst enemy, man, looking at it. God does not want to go down to that 10. God wants you to go up. But you so stuck in 10 that ish. Like, man, what's going on with you, man? Just come down there. Bah, bah, bah. Wake up. I mean, sometimes it's not even us, you know, it's the devil.
Yeah.
The devil that deceives us. I mean, if you look at it in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10, it actually says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Now he's a deceiver. How does he destroy, steal, and kill in your life? By deceiving you.
Yeah.
Because he knows if you know the truth, you'll be able to stay away from anything that's not true.
Yeah.
Looking at it. Yeah.
That's real. That's real. So everybody, we've spoken, we've cooked, we've done it all. So right now, what we gotta do, everybody, we gotta speak the word of God as it is, you know, in other words, in a way that's gonna get you pumped up, in a way that's gonna get you rejuvenated, in a way that's gonna get you celebrating each and every single body, in a way that's gonna get you pumped up and rejuvenated.
Yeah.
That's gonna get you off your seat.
Mr.
That's
Dave.
Gonna get you doing what is right.
Yeah.
So everybody, enjoy the music. I just gave you the highlights of it. Yeah.
We got some more video for you now. In case you haven't seen this, yes, Hillary Clinton actually said that Christians in America must deny their faith and adhere to new liberal laws. Now, according to Theodore Shubat for Ending the Fed News, he reports via Right Scoop that Hillary Clinton said that Christians must deny their faith through the enforcement of laws by stating that the Christian belief in being pro-life and anti-abortion must change, and that this should be done through laws and political will. He writes that if Christians must change Christian teachings in regard to abortion, then Hillary Clinton is essentially saying that Christians must deny their faith. He writes that Hillary Clinton was speaking at the Women in the World Summit on April 23rd, and we've got video of the statement, and we'll play it in a second, but this is what she said. She said, far too many women are denied access to reproductive health care and safe childbirth, and laws don't count for much if they're not enforced. Rights have to exist in practice, not just on paper. Laws have to be backed up with resources and political will, and deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed. Okay, so she says religious beliefs have to be changed. Okay, i.e. Christian beliefs have to be changed. Take a look.
But far too many women are still denied critical access to reproductive health care and safe childbirth. All the laws we've passed don't count for much if they're not enforced. Rights have to exist in practice, not just on paper. Laws have to be backed up with resources and political will. And deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed. As I have said, and as I believe, the advancement of the full participation of women and girls in every aspect of their societies is the great unfinished business of the 21st century. And not just for women, but for everyone. And not just in faraway countries, but right here in the United States.
Did you see that? Did you notice that she says the change of Christian beliefs is the unfinished business of the 21st century? So he goes on to say that this means that she wants to persecute Christians. So he writes again, God willing, Donald Trump will vanquish this witch in the elections. I like to refer to her as the Wicked Witch of Washington. Now, he continues here that the most horrific persecution of Christians is happening right now. Christians are being killed and tortured in the most demonic and cruel ways that you can imagine. It's happening in Mexico. Hundreds of thousands of people slaughtered, countless innocents forced under the yoke of some of the most horrific and sinister tyranny. But there is hope for tens of thousands of Christians. They are raising their arms and they are fighting back. Well, we have to fight back. We have to fight back by not allowing this woman to complete her agenda that she would see Christian individuals, the people who are of the Christian faith, kneel before her and renounce their faith and change their biased values. It's absolutely disgusting. So hit the share button, push us out, help us take a stab at the devil himself by simply pressing share and blasting this across your social networks. For the Next News Network, comment below, like, favorite, share, subscribe, all those great things that make this network work. Share this video and comment below. I'll be right back with another video. I'll see you then. For the Next News Network, I'm Gary Franchi.
Hillary for Prison shirts now available. Link in the description.
Crossfire of your love and grace, like a bullet through the heart, the target was made. You posed a question, do you believe, do you believe that I'm the Son of God? Caught in the crossfire of your love and grace, like a bullet through the heart, the target was made. You posed a question, do you believe, do you believe that I'm the Son of God? Your love and grace. of your loving grace. Like a bullet through the heart, your target was made. You posed a question: do you believe? Do you believe?
Yeah, we're back, everybody, right here on the number one station with your boy DJ Dash and DJ Nave on the mic in the studio.
And the mic,
bam, where Christ music is hot music. Yes, yeah,
must know, man.
Yeah, you must know. This is our role right here.
Yes. Yeah, this guy. This guy's going old school jazz, eh?
I must know.
Yeah,
you know, you're hitting a saxophone right there, man.
Yes.
Yeah, this guy. Okay, okay, Mr. Dave, calm down. Just right. Now we see you down the road there, like John Colvin down there with glasses there.
Yay!
Question.
Head target.
Question. Yeah. This guy, then you get those shoes with the metal under.
When they kick you, you don't. When they kick you, you don't.
Yeah,
so everybody, right here, you gotta make sure that you gotta be aware. In fact, that we got a whole lot of presenters that you can also tune into during the week, throughout the week. On your Monday mornings, if you think your Mondays are boring, yeah, you gotta listen to those shows playing on a Monday. So you gotta tune in on a Monday morning, first thing early in the morning at 6 o'clock. 2 hours of freshness, and throughout the day on a Monday, you're gonna get the freshest stills ever. So that's why you gotta stay tuned right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. So where you can get those shows, you can actually go on www.activefm.co.za and get a lots and lots and lots of shows, and also go to www.activeworship.com and get the worship songs right there, and get the songs of the artists that they've recorded from the Active. You get what I'm saying? Everything is active with us. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even our church is active. You get what I'm saying? Active church.
Are you
Active FM, Active worship, Active TV, Active kids.
Yay!
Everything is active. You get what I'm saying?
He's a different look.
Hey!
Hey!
You can also get us on iTunes, go there and rate us, and also get the shows right there, and also get us from Twitter. On Twitter, so tweet, stop twitching, as I always say, stop twitching and start tweeting, and get the shows, get communicating with us on Facebook. Facebook, you can speak to us right there at ActiveFM777, and on Twitter at ActiveFM777. You know what? I don't know what I was thinking, but yeah, on Twitter at ActiveFM777, and then on Facebook, ActiveFM777. You get us from there, and
yes, and Twitter,
and
Facebook,
and
Twitter,
and Twitter,
and Facebook,
and Facebook.
Yeah, this guy is too much, man.
Yeah.
We know how we do it, man.
Yeah.
You know how we do it. I know how you do it.
Yeah.
You know how you do it. We know how we do it. Everybody knows how they all do it. Yeah. So, Mr. Dave.
Yes.
What you got for us?
What I got for you?
Yeah. Not me. Us.
Yeah.
You got water?
I got for y'all.
You say you got water? Yeah, this guy.
You're hearing your stuff. I told you gotta do something about your ears, Holmes.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
you gotta do something about your ears, Holmes.
Yeah,
so everybody, talking about generosity plus compassion, right, Chip?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a Friday morning, and we already inspiring you. You gotta be doing something different out there.
Yeah.
Why? Because You gotta be generous and you gotta be compassionate. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've spoken about the fact about the four men who took the paralytic man to Jesus so that he could get saved and also get healed. So what we see from those four men is that they were compassionate. They had compassion. They had compassion. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that they were bold. They were bold to actually dig a hole in the roof. Think about that. Who would allow that? Think about that. You dig a hole in my roof and you open up my roof, and then I just look at you, I leave you like that. Hey, I work hard for that.
Serial killer eyes.
But you have to be generous enough in order for you to allow such a thing to happen in your home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So these people were bold. These guys were bold. And the four friends that we should be taking shouldn't only be the people, the friends, the physical people, but it can be winning, consolidating, discipling, and sending. Those are our four friends that we should be taking. So these people were bold. When we look at it in Mark chapter 2 verse 4, it says, since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. So they were bold enough to open up that opening on the roof to actually lower down that man with that mat. I wonder how they did it, because you know how a mat is. Didn't that man fall or something because they were on the roof and they were lowering him? How?
Hey.
Yeah, but yeah, you get what I'm saying? So the paralytic's four friends were bold because they dared to do something nobody had ever done before.
Yeah.
Nobody had ever went to a place, somebody's house, and start digging the roof.
Hey.
What are you doing? I'm lowering a paralyzed man. Really? Oh, my roof, you could have just opened. No, there was no space. Think about it. You know what I'm saying? They did something that nobody had ever done. When they realized it was practically impossible to get to Jesus, they decided to climb onto the roof and lower their friend into the house so that he could meet the divine doctor. The divine doctor, I love that. The divine doctor. There is no disease that he cannot heal. There is no situation that he cannot take care of. That's the divine doctor. Our Lord Jesus. Here.
Yeah,
Mr. Nash.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Mr. Nash, right here, if I may ask, you know, to actually give us some points on compassion right there, to share with the people, to share with the audience what compassion is more about.
Yeah. You know, just to relate it to yours, ne?
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna also speak about the divine medicine, you see?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna I'm gonna read from the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 33 to 34. Yeah. Must pay attention, eh? You paying attention?
Yeah. Yeah, I can afford.
So divine, what? Yeah. Oh, you can afford. Okay, yeah. Yeah, we can all afford, man. Even the audience can afford. You see, they're affording it. Yay. It's worth it. It's worth it. The cash is worth it. Divine medicine, you know. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. Divine medicine. That is the divine medicine.
Yeah.
You didn't catch it, okay? You didn't catch it. Let me put it there. Let me actually go there. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Okay, oil and water.
You see right now, right there, some people might be thinking, you see, oil and
water. No,
think
man.
Think about it, oil.
No, man.
No. Look, you see oil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we might be using that oil to do fish and chips, right? Do some fries and all that. But you get those other ones, or be like, you get what I'm saying? Wine. Yo, we could be drinking that wine. Why did you pour the wine on the wound? And all that stuff. But you know what I'm saying? Divine medicine.
Yeah. Nah, but the divine medicine, basically, you know, it's also based on you, Jesus Christ. Because over 2.5 billion people, you know, in the world have never heard the name Jesus or Jesus Christ. And amongst them, you actually get those who, you know, they're not privileged. They're not privileged. So they've never been in a situation where they are privileged. And as a result, it affected them. You know, they actually don't have any clue of who Jesus is. I remember there was a time when, in my grade 10 year, I spoke to a person, you know, one of the new people. I'm like, do you know Jesus? They're like, who's that? They're like, they're not Jesus. Me in my head, I'm thinking everyone knows Jesus.
You know, it reminds me of one of those posters.
Yeah.
Of this other guy. Because... you know, one of those evangelists, got to a man, they was busy doing his washing.
Hey.
And then this guy asks, do you know Jesus? I asked that guy, do you know Jesus?
Hey.
He's like, no, who's that?
Hey.
Please ask Nestor. Because this guy actually thought Jesus.
The person was looking for Jesus.
It was a neighbor or somebody.
Yeah. Okay, I get it, man.
Yeah.
Yo, but that's funny, okay. But then looking at it, he's the divine medicine. All we need. You know. Without Christ, your life is messed up. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Without Christ, you're gonna be coming. Pastor, please pray for me. I need a wife. Pray, get a wife. Pastor, please pray for me. I need to get married. You know? Yeah, you got a wife, but you still wanna get married. What's going on? What's going on? You can't. Pastor, please pray for me. I need a million. But not realizing that the divine medicine is Christ Himself. Mm. And you know when you have compassion. Now looking at the Samaritan, you know. The compassion that he had, he actually was willing to take the person in, you know, pour oil on him and wine and actually take care of the person. Now that's showing compassion and showing the characters of Christ. You know, some people, like we once said, some people, the only love of God or the only Christ that they're ever gonna encounter is the love and the way you treat them.
Yeah.
The love that you show them.
Yeah, that's real.
That is the only love of God that they'll ever encounter.
Yeah.
As a child of God. I mean, looking at it, you got your father or your mom who replicates herself in to you. I mean, like, yeah, you know, they say charity begins at home, everything. Now, when you're at school or wherever you are, you are representing the family. So when people see you, they see that family.
Yeah.
They don't say Mr. Dave's household or Dave. They identify Dave as the whole family, you know. When they see Dave, they see that whole family. When they see Nash, they see that whole family. When they see James, your name is James. Like, yeah, man. Call my name. Yeah. James. When they see James, they see your family, you know. If your family is the Ndlovus, when they see Ndlovu, they know the Ndlovus.
Yeah.
When they see the skippers, they know the skippers family. Yes. They identify you by that. And if they see you, you know, sometimes you get people who are like father, like son.
Yeah.
Like, what? Some of them are like, yeah, don't come with your stuff. Yeah, don't tell me like father, like son, you know. But basically, when they see you, they see a representation of your family.
Yeah.
Same with us. God is our father. So we have to when people see us, they see God. So we're supposed to represent Him. When people see us, they're supposed to see Christ.
Yeah.
Like, there's Dave. I can run to him. Why? Because he's got Christ in his life. Yes, Nash, I can run to him. Why? Because he's got Christ in his life. Not because he's got Christ in his life and I want to take advantage of him. I want him to give me this. Every Friday, I want quarters. No.
That's wrong.
No, Jim. Man. No, man. Come here with your stuff here. I'm talking about you being a child of God who's living a life according to the word.
Yeah.
And as a result, you're giving people the divine medicine, which is Christ.
Yeah.
Christ is the one that heals all wounds. The one that knits all hearts.
Yeah.
The one that takes you from Christ to Christ.
Yes.
Hey, you must know.
From zero to takes, hero.
Yes. From no level to
from nobody to somebody.
Yeah. No, you twisted my words there.
Oh, all right, sorry.
Like from no level.
Yeah. To another level.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, man. That's the one. From no level to another level. Yeah. But Christ is the divine medicine that does that.
Yeah.
Without Christ, nope. You ain't going anywhere. Trust. Even if you do get someone, the terrain, you hit the wall, boop. It's gonna look like the road is still going on, but there's a glass reflecting the rest of the road behind you. Then it excludes you. Picture that. You look into the mirror, you see everything at the back of you, but you don't see yourself. So, like, yo.
Yo, I gotta be honest.
Yo, man. But yeah, that's life without Christ.
Yeah.
You see the journey and everything, but you don't see you. Why? Because you don't know your identity.
Mm.
That's life without Christ.
Like living, seeing the dream, but you're not in that dream.
Look at it.
You're seeing the vision, but you're not in that vision. You're seeing the success, but you're not in that success.
That's painful, man. Don't want to be in that situation.
That's how life is without Christ.
Yeah.
You see things, but you see yourself not in those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, courage is connected to faith.
Mm.
Courage is connected to faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because it causes us to do things that are different.
True that, true that.
Things that are inspired by the Holy Spirit. It causes us to overcome all obstacles. It drives us to continue, to keep going, to not rest until we see people brought to Jesus' feet. That's courage.
Mm.
Connected to faith. It's not giving up on people, but it always wants to see people brought to Jesus' feet.
Yeah.
In other words, the feet represent the purpose. It never rests until it sees people brought into the purpose that Jesus has for us.
Yeah, that's true.
That God has set before us. One of the foundations of the vision that God has gave us is winning souls. That's one of the foundations, winning souls. Some of the young people have seen doors open into colleges where they have held huge meetings. One of these young people spoken of here was on his heart to preach. There's a story actually spoken of one young person. What was in his heart was to preach to students in one of the cities, most closed universities, where nobody was allowed to evangelize. When this young man went to request permission to preach, to teach the word, they told him, "You can preach, but we will not be held responsible for what might happen to you."
Mm.
What we know that there are very violent people here, and the authorities don't provide any protection within the university. The young man accepted the challenge, and he and his disciples fasted, prayed, and taking a leap of faith, went to preach in a park well known for rioting inside the university campus. The grace of God was with him throughout, and those who attended the meeting with evil intent were paralyzed. On that day, he made an altar call. 800 young men. 800 young people gave their hearts to the Lord. One another occasion, one of the groups of 12 led by the Lord to hold several evangelistic events in different parts of the city. Each one only 7 minutes. By the end of the week, he had led 9,000 people to the Lord. Wow.
Okay.
And all that it took was them fasting and taking a leap of faith.
Yeah.
He didn't go alone.
Yeah.
He took his friends with. He took his disciples with.
Yep.
He took the four friends with the disciples. You went with the mentality of winning, of consolidating, of discipling, of sending. So therefore, he took the friends and the disciples and went out there and ministered the word. 800 gave their lives. And the other 9,000 gave their lives. It's amazing.
Yeah, true that, man. It's amazing, it is. And yeah, I just got a story to, you know, to share based on the divine medicine, you know. And yeah, you know, there was a young man, you know, in church who once shared how God was using him to win specific people to Christ. He told, this is basically a story, you know. And he told a specific person in the church. And one day, as after telling that person about that story of him actually inviting specific people to God, to church, I mean, you know, that God was using him. So God was using him to get specific people. Now, after he told that specific person, while waiting for his wife, so this was an event that actually happened. Now, this shows how God also has compassion. That's how he's linked into the, you know, divine medicine. And that's why Christ is divine medicine. Keep that in mind. Yeah. You know. Yeah. While the man was waiting for his wife in a shopping mall once, he saw a young girl that looked disorientated. In other words, you know, she wasn't clean. I mean, like, she wasn't neat in her clothing. You know, they were in a style of clothing, if I can put it that way. He said to her, "Young lady, I want you to sit down for a moment and listen to something my wife would like to tell you." He immediately called his wife and asked her to speak to her. His wife looked into the girl's eyes and told her, "God loves you." When she heard this, the girl started crying, explaining nobody had ever told her that they loved her. There and then, she gave her heart to Christ and began her Christian life.
Wow.
Now looking at that, that's why we are actually privileged. And looking at the stats, like I said earlier on, 2.5 billion people have not heard about the name of Jesus. They've never heard it. So you'll be like, assuming this person next to you knows Christ, but only to find out this person doesn't actually know anything about Christ. And we are actually privileged that the Lord had passion on us and actually used someone to come and tell us about him. And as a result, we gave our life to Christ. Same with that Samaritan. You know, the Lord had compassion on that guy who was lying across the road, on the road. He had compassion on that guy, and what did he do? He sent a Samaritan who's gonna express the love of God upon him. Same with us. Gotta do the same thing. That's now looking real. At that lady, that girl, her life changed from there. Picture that. A life changed from then. You change a person's life. Just one person is enough.
Yeah, that's amazing, everybody. That's amazing stuff. That's great stuff right here. I'm sure you're getting empowered and inspired right here and getting encouraged by the Word of God, because the Word of God is always encouraging and inspiring and helping people to move on and to also reach out to other people, because there are some other people who have never heard about the Word of God. But just imagine now, you go to those people, each one of them, and speak to them and tell them about the love of God, just like this lady who went and spoke to that young girl. All she had to do was, Jesus loves you, God loves you. And she gave her life immediately. She began her journey of faith. She began her journey with Christ. Yeah. We can do the same, because we are being called. We have been called for a purpose, for a life filled with purpose.
Yeah.
So that life, we shouldn't abuse it. We shouldn't abuse what God has given to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody, right now, you can also tune in and get some more shows on www.activefm.co.za. Don't forget, everybody, get some lots and lots of shows right there. You can get a lot of different shows, the morning breakfast shows and all that stuff. No, the morning breakfast show is not there.
Yeah, but
you can get the, yes, the morning drive. The morning drive, you get what I'm saying? That's the morning breakfast show. Like, Our show is also the morning breakfast show. You get what I'm saying? Because it's 6 in the morning to 8 a.m.
Ah, true that.
It's 8 a.m. So, that's one of the morning breakfast shows. You get what I'm saying?
So, you're going to be so having breakfast while you listen to the show.
Yeah, man. That's cool. So, everybody right now, enjoy the music. Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Full Spectrum Survival's World News Update for Thursday, November 3rd, bringing you the news that you need to know. Let's begin. Hardline Islamists in Jakarta are continuing a call for the government to crucify a Christian government leader for blasphemy against Islam after he criticized his political opponents for referencing a verse in the Quran that warns against people allying themselves with Christians and Jews. As Americans continue to protest a multi-state oil pipeline that is susceptible to sabotage and capable of causing unthinkable ecological damage in the event of a disaster, researchers with the Louisiana State University are showcasing the ongoing effects of the largest ecological disaster in the nation's history, with the catastrophe at the Deepwater Horizon oil station that caused a near unending wave of death and destruction throughout the coastline of the Gulf that continues to this day. Researchers with the Flanders Institute for Biotechnology are working to determine how to master control over a plant's ability to regenerate itself, as they seek a method of agriculture in which crops and edible plants might be cultivated more efficiently and made more resistant to parasitic plants without genetic modification. The study, which is published in the journal Nature Plants, describes the method. However, opponents to mankind's meddling in the ways of nature warn that even as the dangers with grafting one species onto another are lower for a global cataclysm than with genetic modification, a danger still exists, as scientists against traditional and novel methods of plant alteration warn that humans as an entire species have reached a time in this world where the fruits of our misdoings may begin to be seen as plant disease, drought, and pestilence become everyday issues in the life of the world as we know it. As modern medicine moves away from the chemical pharmaceuticals that mankind has grown dependent upon over the last century, universities and science professionals have begun moving their research away from the chemical compounds that are capable of both creating massive harm and hindering some disease, and moving toward research into natural medicines and remedies that have been in practice for literally thousands of years. With that, we see a study performed by a team of scientists with the University of Granada, the Research and Development Functional Food Center, and the Richardson Center for Functional Foods, where they have shown once again that rapeseed oil enriched with omega-3, more commonly known as canola oil, a product that is growable at home as well as purchasable in the store, has the unique ability to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease in those that consume it. And to wrap things up, disease researchers with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology are working to develop methods that destroy treatment-resistant bacteria, as scientists warn that the rise of untreatable disease is among us. Corruption and fighting between the United Nations and the countries that the UN controls are causing a growing unease within the international community. Protesters are calling for the president of South Africa to be removed from power if he refuses to step down. Violence in Haiti amid a protest that international aid is being held back shows the dangers associated with the recovery phase of a disaster. And renewed earthquakes caused by fracking in Oklahoma, including a strong 4.5 in Pawnee, completes today's Quake Watch. And that wraps up this episode of the World News Update. Join us tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, where we'll be discussing conspiracies, government corruption, and how to help those that are still asleep. And check back tomorrow for more news that the aware need the most. This week's World News Update is brought to us by Salt Spring Naturals, a world-renowned outlet for proven botanical medicine and home of the Marseille's Remedy. Find the Marseille's Remedy and other natural wellness products by visiting saltspringnaturals.com today. And CampingSurvival.com. From sterilizing water to preparing for a collapse, CampingSurvival.com has all the products that you'll need to be ready for a disaster. Visit CampingSurvival.com and start building your bug-out bag today.
You got me falling in love with you. Ever since I laid my eyes on you, was a picture of your grace and your faith. The memory of lies, I could put my trust in you. And now I put my trust in you. I don't wanna put no one above you, cause I ain't tryna let randoms in and get caught with someone that wants to place in you. I must be love struck, cause I can't get out of it. No matter how hard I try, what I can learn like. Man, I'm loving this feeling. This feeling I get when I'm with you. You got me falling in love. Me falling in love with you. All I wanna do is spend some time with you. Kick back on wine, watch time fly as we vibe. Man, I say I love you. Can't put no one above you, cause ain't no one else like you. Like you. You got me falling in love.
Like this before, hot city racing like a NASCAR tour. Crazy about this feeling that I got, bubbling just like a pot. I don't know how did I last before. I'm so open, and ain't no thought to being ashamed. Trying to let them know I ain't the same. Here and now, well, I've been changed. If you tired of that roller coaster, let me help you out. I got the answer for that broken heart. The body's in the house. They call me Millie, cause my mission is to spread it to the world. About how much I'm so in love, like fat kids and cinnamon swirls. Yeah! Hey, call me Millie Young. Girl, serve it.
You got me falling in love.
What?
Hey.
All right.
Let us a song on its own.
Yeah, yeah.
To we.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, man. We're
yeah,
back
man.
We're back on
A.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy, you are always on A.
Yes.
But you're not on A.
No, we just
you're sitting on the chair.
But we went back on A.
Back on chair.
Yo-ho.
Oh, back on J.
Your face.
Oh, we're back on A. Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes,
oh,
yes. We're back. Yeah. People are listening to us. So guy. Everybody, thank you for tuning in right here. Yeah, we're still on. Yeah.
It's still on. Yeah. Sorry. Must forgive this guy.
Yeah.
It's his fault.
Still on.
Yes.
It's
busy, busy. Yeah. Vom, 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 vom. Vom, 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 vom. Ah, this guy. Face. Yeah.
So
I told
everybody.
You. I always tell you your face. You see now?
Yeah,
now
you're admitting it's your face.
Face. Yeah.
It's my face. You're right.
Yes.
It's always my face. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, everybody, listen up, listen up, listen up. Everybody, beautiful people, party people, everybody out there, you are tuned in right here on the number one station with your boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nev on the Dave and Nash show. Yeah. Don't feel discouraged, you get what I'm saying? Because we got it all. We got it all. We got it all packed up in one package, you get what I'm saying? Yeah, so generosity plus compassion. That's what we're talking about today. So the third point that we're gonna be speaking about right now in terms of generosity is this man who took who were bold enough, first of all, who were bold enough and had compassion to take that paralyzed man into Jesus to get him saved and get him healed. They were encouraging. They encouraged us to actually do the things that nobody else is willing to do. It is highly possible that the paralytic's four friends had to persuade him to let them take him to meet Jesus. Because you think, my life is almost over. My life is over already. So why should you take me to Jesus? Because now my life is already over. So they had to persuade him in some other ways. Maybe. You might never know. But we can see from the results that their motivation was effective because he allowed them to carry him.
Yeah.
So we gotta be motivating people. You cannot just get that person. Yes, they do not know anything about Jesus. So therefore, they don't have trust for Jesus. So therefore, you need to motivate them. You need to inspire them. You need to encourage them so that they may find the reason for them to receive Christ. Your life should be a testimony.
Yeah.
So we should encourage those around us with our words. So we should mind the words that we speak, because the words that we speak can either kill people or give them life. We'll either send them to heaven or send them to hell. It is wise to have relevant Bible verses at hand, as people can put their trust in the word. So we need to back each and every single thing that we're talking about with the word of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is true, man. Which is true. And it's amazing stuff that Mr. Dave is sharing. Eh? And yeah, you know, just to add on, I'd love to add on, you know, something that's going with... Yeah, it's linked in compassion and generosity, and it's titled, you know, caring for the new believer. Now, that's not just the new believer, it's everyone, you know. Jesus introduced the Holy Spirit as the comfort or paraslet in Greek. So if you know Greek, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
gotta learn Greek, man. At least you learn something new. Yeah, and what that word, paraslet, what it means is someone who is by our side to help us. And that's the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. He's there by our side to help us, you know. At least you learn Greek and what it means. Yeah, and you send the Holy Spirit. And you'll find that if you think I'm lying, you can look in the book of John, chapter, not John, John. Like John's, yeah. Where do you find John? In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26, you'll find it. It actually touches on that. And that's what we gotta do, you know. We gotta care for the new believer. Why? Because they've received the Holy Spirit and they've received Christ, who's their comforter. But they also need someone who can be there by their side to teach them how to walk by faith. How to teach them how to have a relationship with God, you know. And that's why, if you look at a new believer is like the person that actually is lying there in the street and cannot help himself. He's vulnerable. Same with a new believer. A new believer is vulnerable. A new being, that good Samaritan who's passing by, who is fit, healthy, and everything is on point. You being that person, you meant to go and help that honorable person.
Yeah.
That new believer.
That's right.
Which is why, if you look at it, the Good Samaritan, as he was going away from the, when he took the guy to the person who was gonna take care of him, when he went away, he told the person, look after him. Look after him. That's what God is telling us.
Yeah.
Look after the new believer.
Yeah.
Same with the Good Samaritan. He told that person, look after him. And when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expenses you may have. Now, right there, you'll pay him for any extra expenses that he might have spent on him. Now, same with the Lord. The Lord's like, look after that new believer. Why? Because when I come back, there's a reward that's going to be waiting for you.
Yeah.
Not come with the reward. Don't get thrones, man. Crown of... Not thrones. Not thrones.
Throne.
Yes, throne. Yeah. Not thrones. Maybe you heard other stuff.
No.
My ears.
I got no problem with my ears.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, I'm glad you heard.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, going to get a crown also.
Yeah.
And that crown's going to have collections. Collection saying, yeah, you did this, you did that, you did that. Get it, man. Gold crown. With everything. Just be changed. Why are you laughing, this guy? Laughing.
The facial expression, if you could look at yourself.
Come here, just talk.
Yeah,
man.
Okay.
This guy. Cool. Yeah, but think about it, man.
Yeah.
But that's what the Lord wants us to do.
Yeah.
Wants us to look after those people. Compassion. And that's what compassion does. It helps you care for a new believer. Not... You're a new believer. Ha 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 ha. Good for you. Now walk by faith.
How do you walk on your own?
It's like you being a teacher, a student comes, like, ha ha ha, you're the new student. Bah, there's the work. Do it.
Without an explanation.
How am I going to do the work if I don't even know what's going on in the topic?
It.
Yeah. So you actually need to be there and guide me, help me. What's going on? You know,
yeah.
All those things. Same with the Lord. It's like, I put you there so you can bring them to me and then you'll help them stay with me.
Yeah. Yeah, and you see, from what you've just read right there, you know, what you've just spoken about, that when we have a personal contact with people, our testimony can be a great help to them.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah. And I also like to share something, a story that was actually published, is that it says, one year we were in Newcastle in the United Kingdom during our annual conference. When I finished teaching, a professional soccer player came up to me. He asked me to pray for the condition of his spiritual life. Later on that evening, we went out for a dinner with some pastors and we met the same man again at the table next to us. I felt in my spirit that I should share some time with him. I believe that the veil covering his mind was definitely removed that night. The next day at the conference, he came to the front to share his testimony. And he spoke what happened the night before and how the few words I had shared with him had deeply touched his life. The pastor told me, this is what the man said, the pastor told me that pleasure is in the body, happiness is in the soul, but joy is found in the spirit, and that only Jesus can give me that joy. Those words touched me, says the man, so deeply that I felt they determined to receive joy in my spirit. I talked with the Lord for 2 hours and made a decision to live only for him. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
The time I shared, now this is the narrator, the storyteller, the time I shared one to one with this young man, I achieved what all the messages of the conference had not. His life was completely transformed. Do not underestimate Now he tells us, do not underestimate the privilege it is to share with others. Do not miss those opportunities. Motivate people. Yeah. Encourage them to come to God and have a love encounter with Him.
Mm.
In order for us to do that, we need to be humble.
Yeah.
As those friends who carried the paralytic man, they were humble. They were humble.
Mm.
So therefore, in Mark chapter 2, verse 3b, they carried the man. They became humble. They were not selfish, but they became selfless and carried the man. The simple act of carrying someone from one place to another is an act of humility.
Yeah.
That is what these four friends did. Humility is also part of the Lord Jesus' nature. Mm. It's amazing.
Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. Yeah. Which is true, you know. Yeah. It's true. And in order to be in that, you know, like you said, it's part of the Lord's, you know, character, humility. And it's amazing. It is true. And, you know, in order to be in a position where you like that guy, you have to know the Lord. You have to know the Lord. And something that the Apostle John actually tells us, he actually puts it there, and we should be aware of it, which also supports what you said. You know, is in the book of Revelation chapter 12 verse 11, he actually said, Apostle Paul said that the believers overcome their adversary because they knew the power of the blood of the Lamb.
Mm.
That's how they overcame.
Yeah.
What, they, how did they overcome the adversary?
Because they knew
the power of the Lamb.
Yeah.
The blood of the Lamb. You know, in order for you to actually overcome things and, you know, be in that position where you're like, I'm gonna die for Christ, is when you know Him.
Yeah.
Not willing to die for something that you don't know.
Think about it. If Jesus said to die for some, for people that He didn't know,
hey,
that would be just a waste of time.
Yeah, like you'd be like, what's the use? What's the use?
He doesn't know me.
Yeah.
He just dies for me. What's wrong with this dude?
Yeah, you know. Yeah. And He actually knows us.
Yeah.
That's why God had compassion on most of us, and we know about Jesus. He had compassion on most of us, and He sent someone to tell us about Christ. And I mean, looking at the good Samaritan who used oil and wine. Back in those days, Jesus used oil and wine to represent the renewing of the covenant. So Jesus also used oil and wine as a symbol of the new covenant.
Yeah.
Between God and man.
Yeah.
You see, compassion. God had that compassion.
Yeah.
And He did that.
Yeah.
So the good Samaritan, by actually washing the guy's wounds with oil and wine, is actually reminding the guy that you have a new covenant with God.
Yeah.
Why? Because Jesus used oil and wine as a symbol of a new covenant between God and man.
Yeah.
So that guy also, by that act, is reminding this guy that God heard you. You know, God never forgot you. And look what He has done for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That are praise.
That's real stuff right there. That's real stuff. I would like to share from John chapter 1 verse 29. It says, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. God was removing the spiritual veil. John chapter 1 verse 32 reads, John gave his testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove, remain on Him. Jesus had the gentleness of a dove and the humility of a lamb. Jesus had to give up everything to come into the world, but to win us for Him. So God wants to use us. God wants to use us too. As He has used John. As He used John.
Yeah.
He wants to use us too. Yeah. Psalms chapter 2 verse 8 reads, ask me and I will make the nations your inheritance. Ask me and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your passion, your possession. I mean, so the word says, ask me and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession.
Yeah,
let us stick to the word of God, everybody.
Yeah,
and
generosity,
compassion.
All comes down to the Lord.
Yeah,
all comes down to the Lord. You know, I mean, you gotta find your purpose in Christ.
That's true.
The purpose for us, you know, is one. The Lord's purpose for us is one of joy, peace, and happiness of any kind of oppression. You know, when you got oppression, it doesn't keep you captive. And when God created us, He made us complete beings, meaning He made us spirit, soul, and body. The Bible contains all the instruction that we need. Instructions, commands, and answer. There's the instruction. Okay, what do you want me to do? There's the command. Okay, where's the why must I do this? There's the answer.
Yeah.
I mean, look at it. We walk by faith. It's the instruction.
Yeah.
The command. What is the command? Walk by faith. Why must I walk by faith? So that you can be living a life that's according to the Lord's will, and not just according to the Lord's will, so that you may also receive blessings.
Yeah,
right there.
Yes, yeah, so,
that's the Bible.
So everybody, we come to that time. You know what I'm saying? The time where we gotta say goodbye. But you know, we never say goodbye without giving you something fresh and juicy.
Yeah.
So right now, everybody, stay tuned and listen to the music. Fresh deal.
This was posted about 4 hours ago, and it's breaking news. Fukushima reactor number 2 pressure vessel breached, rising to unimaginable levels of radiation. This is breaking news, February 4th, 2017, as reported on Japan Times, Forbes magazine, and all the sources are below. This is not old news. Yes, radiation is at its very highest since the 2011 meltdown as a result of an offshore earthquake and tsunami, from the Daily Kos. Radiation levels inside a damaged reactor at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power station are at their highest since the plant suffered a triple meltdown almost 6 years ago. The facility's operator, Tokyo Electric Power, or TEPCO, said atmospheric readings as high as 530 sieverts an hour had been recorded inside the containment vessel of reactor number 2. Do you realize how high that is? That is, what? The recent reading, described by some experts as unimaginable, is far higher than the previous record of 73 sieverts an hour in that part of the reactor. A single dose of 1 sievert is enough to cause radiation sickness and nausea. 5 sieverts would kill half those exposed to it within a month, and a single dose of 10 sieverts would prove fatal within weeks. TEPCO also said image analysis had revealed a hole in metal grating beneath the same reactor's pressure vessel. The 1-meter-wide hole was probably created by nuclear fuel that melted and then penetrated the vessel after the tsunami knocked out Fukushima Daiichi's backup cooling system. Official reports are not saying that the core has escaped the containment vessel and are claiming that no radiation has escaped the reactor, but later in the article admit that they don't really know where the core is. That is not good. If it is true that radiation levels are rising, that is probably not a good thing. Some are stating that because of the new administration, this will be back page news. We agree it's not headline news at all, but not sure if it matters to who is in command. The U.S. government and even worldwide governments seem to want to stick our heads in the sand until this is too late for us to do anything about it. And perhaps it already is. As you can see, this is catastrophic. 530, not 5, not 30, but 530 sieverts an hour. What? And to top that off, they don't actually know where the core is. They don't know where the core is. Folks, this is bad news. The radiation has already reached the west coast of the United States of America. And of course, as this proves to be at the highest level, I imagine that it's going to hit the west coast even harder. Now, of course, this has unimaginable consequences for those who are around Fukushima, which I imagine they're being told it's okay, it's safe, and blah, blah, blah. This, of course, was on Health Nut News, and of course, as you see here, there's multiple sources, Japan Times, Forbes Magazine, and a whole bunch of sources are listed below, which are all right here. Science Alert, Daily Kos, Japan Times, Yahoo News, no less, and now on Forbes Magazine. Okay? This is legit. This is not old news. It's happening right now. Breaking news for February 4th. Get this out. God bless and carry on.
Yeah, so everybody, we're back again right here on the number one station with your boy DJ Dash and DJ Nev on the number one station, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., 2 hours of freshness. And real deal, you get what I'm saying, right here with your boy DJ Dash and DJ Nev on the Dave and Nash Show, Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. Yeah, where Christ music is blazing music. Yeah, we never stop, we never stop. No, no, we never stop, we never stop. No, 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 we never stop, we never stop. No, no, yeah, we're doing it for Christ each and every single day. Yeah, right here, whether we're on live, whether we're in the station, whether we're in the studio or not, we're doing it for Christ. Wherever we go, we're spreading the word. Make sure that we invest, you get what I'm saying? We invest into people's lives, you get what I'm saying? So right now, this is the time whereby we gotta say goodbye. It's been a lovely moment having you around, everybody. So take care.
Goodbye.
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 Aha. Peace out.